Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I wish to refer to exactly the document that whose symbol you just referred to. As mentioned a couple of times, we have some definitions for various types of cycling infrastructure. And as you can read in that document, we decided some time ago to put this together with partners, WBIA with Conebi and ECF. The motivation was that we see certain type of infrastructure being developed across countries. And we also see that it seems to be similar or much the same, yet not quite the same. And this not quite the same is something that is a little bit worrying. And that goes in the context of the two goals that I referred to yesterday, one being safety and the other being comfort. So if you want to achieve proper safety and comfort for cyclists, the more we have the approaches harmonized across countries, then I think better safety and comfort can be achieved for cyclists that may not only want to cycle in their hometown or in their home country, but may also want to cycle across various countries. With your permission, I would just now like to refer to the various types of infrastructure. However, I suggest that only later today we go into the details of the definitions, and before we move over there, that we also still have a chance to understand whether there are other types of cycling infrastructure that we also should take into consideration, and all this, how that links maybe with the road signs that we have been discussing quite in some detail already earlier today. So here now on the slide, you see the types of cycling infrastructure for possible harmonization. You see that some of the text is in bold. That the reason for that is that these two, cycle track and cycle lane, actually we refer to agreed definitions, and those agreed definitions are in the 1968 Convention on Road Traffic, so they have been agreed. So definitions exist, and if a country is a contracting party to the 1968 Convention, they should adhere to what is the definition. And then there are all the other types that, as I said, are used across or in various countries. Yet, maybe there are certain differences, so it's good to have a benchmark definition, something that can be referred to. Often it's not only about the definition, because the definition may, as you possibly have seen already, and we will go into details, they may refer to some special regulations that apply, and often the issue will be on what are the special regulations that should apply. So that is, I think, also something that this group may discuss, especially from a specific angle, and then give its recommendations to the relevant group that is dealing with this, and that relevant group might be the Global Forum for Road Traffic Safety that we mentioned a couple of times. Okay, so pretty much what we would want to go through such types as cycling track, the definition exists, however maybe there are other elements to add up on. Earlier today, there was the discussion about the width, something that makes a cycle track not popular anymore. So that is all something that needs to be considered. Maybe the definition as such does not need any touch, but what needs a touch is a parameter that needs to go maybe into a different instrument that actually defines what the recommended width or what the target width should be. We have spent some time discussing the motivation for non-compulsory cycle track. So we have a definition for that. We have also greenway, we have cycle street. Already saw a design of a sign for a cycle street from the sister group of experts. We have street with contraflow cycling, bus and cycle lane, sidewalk with cycling allowed, agricultural, forestry, industry, water management road, cycle crossing, grade separated cycle crossing, advanced stop line by box, bike lock, indirect hook to stage turn provisions, traffic light exemptions for cyclists, wayfinding, and the cycle highway. So these are the draft definitions that we are expected to look into. Now, you can look differently at this. These are just a few, and that shouldn't be too difficult. I expect that this will take some time, and that might be much longer than what is the hour that we have left from the morning session and the afternoon session. But I would just want to say to everybody, please do not worry. The mandate is for 2 years, so we have time to discuss. At the same time, as Mr. Hoffman mentioned earlier today, we should be driven by the objective that these 2 years should be enough to maybe try to agree. Also, as I said earlier today, at the beginning of today, so this is a proposal, and nothing prevents this group to add other types or come to a conclusion that what is here on the screen maybe is not something that requires so much harmonization, and it's something that we in the end would want to recommend. So it's an open list, and there is an open approach, and the I think idea here is that based on what was already worked out, we have good experts discussion for pros, cons, and so on, and then that we have a common, that we strive to have a common view on what we recommend as the group of experts to the parent bodies. And in this case, it's not only the parent, the direct parent body under which we are working, that means the Working Party 5 on Transport, Trends and Economics, but also, as it was mentioned right at the beginning by my colleague, Rul Janssens, also the Global Forum for Road Traffic Safety. And when it comes to road signs, that we also work closely with the group of experts on road signs and signals that is reporting to the Global Forum for Road Traffic Safety. So, Mr. Chair, I stop here, and I think it's interesting to hear what are the various types of infrastructure that maybe we have not covered yet through this very list. Thank you. Mm-hmm.